And now the U.S. says it intends to withdraw from a nuclear arms control pact in due course, and that's despite objections from Russia and China. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton made this announcement following a 90-minute meeting with the Russian president. Bolton noted the treaty is outdated because other countries are free to make intermediate-range ballistic missiles. Washington has earlier accused China of making such missiles. Now the U.S. wants to pull out of the 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, claiming that Moscow is violating the agreement. Beijing condemned Washington's move and urged it to think thrice before any act. Russia also slammed the U.S. decision, warning that it will be forced to respond in kind to restore the military balance. And joining us now out of Ohio to put all this into perspective is Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Duff. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Help us understand, how do you interpret what's happening with this pact over the last month or so?
Well, you've had a secret armament war between the U.S. and Russia for some time, where the U.S. has been building bases, and they have a new base going in right on the Russian border in Poland. The Russians moved their legal, according to the INF treaty, short-range missiles, the Iskander-M, into Königsberg, which allows that range to cover the new American bases that are right on the Russian border. Additionally, the Russians have developed the Caliber cruise missile, which works considerably better than the American missile. To counter this, the Americans have put short-range nuclear missiles on their drones, which, according to the Russian interpretation of the INF treaty, violates the treaty. And then behind this is Bolton's issue that China was never a signatory in the first place. In 1987, when the treaty was signed, China had almost no nuclear arsenal, had no missiles. Now it has everything. And then again, we have to ask ourselves, why is the U.S. worried about intermediate range missiles from China when the U.S. is 8,000 miles away from China? You know, and what is the interest the U.S. has, the vital interest in the Far East? The real issue will come down to guaranteed mutual destruction, heightened tensions, because these missiles, as they are deployed again, as the U.S. withdraws from this treaty, have only 1, 2, or 3 minutes warning. And both the U.S. and Russia are going to be on higher states of readiness. The chances of an accidental war are multiplied a thousandfold. And Western Europe is going to be living under nuclear terrorism, just as it did in the 1980s. The ideas behind this, the U.S. wants to outspend Russia, drown Russia in sanctions, force them to build and develop new weapons. What was never addressed is, why does the United States consider Russia an enemy? No one has brought that up yet. And what conflict is the U.S. arming itself for? Because there don't seem to be any potential enemies.
Interesting food for thought there. I want to thank you for joining us, Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor, joining us at Veterans Today out of Ohio.